Hello and good afternoon. This is Wade Allen with the Shelby Star, and I am here visiting with Louise Neal. She lives in Shelby, and she watches live with Kelly and Ryan every morning, and she recently won a trip, and we're going to hear all about that. How are you doing today, Louise?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So let's start a little bit about how you enjoy the show. Do you watch every day?
Almost every day. We're retired, so we get... It's usually on after we eat breakfast while I'm reading the Shelby Star.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. So you enjoy Kelly Ripa being on there?
And Ryan, too.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about the show? Do you watch to hear what they're saying about the events that day? Or?
Well, the favorite thing is the prize... wait a minute. I got it written down here. The dance party travel trivia. That's what we were watching. And I said, we love to watch that, especially if somebody wins.
Okay.
So I decided I was going to try.
Okay.
To see if I could do it too.
Okay. And what date was that when you called? Did you call in to them?
They called me.
Okay.
You have to
tell me how it worked.
How it works. You have to enter online.
Okay.
You don't have to print the form, get the form from the computer.
Okay.
You can mail it to them, but I sent it over the computer.
Okay.
By email.
So you told them who you were?
I did. And some things about me, unusual things about my life, my dog, my family.
So you let them get to know you a little bit out that form.
I did.
Okay.
And then they said a whole bunch of rules.
Okay.
You can't send a professional picture, which I wanted to do from another trip I took, and I couldn't use it.
They wanted a photo of you, though?
They're just me, nobody else.
Okay.
It has to be just like a home photograph.
Okay.
Not professional.
So you sent all that in?
I did. And then you had to sign a release form.
Okay.
And send that to them, too.
Okay.
You can enter once a day if you want to.
Okay.
I entered about once a week. It's a little bit complicated.
Okay. How long did you enter once a week?
7 weeks.
It
didn't take long.
Okay. Did they call you up out of the blue one day?
Yes.
Okay. Were you watching TV when they called, or were you getting ready?
I took a picture in front of my TV.
Okay.
with them and the dog. They like to have a picture with something they can talk about.
Oh, that's sweet.
So in a vacation area with an animal or something.
Okay.
And they really like dogs. So I did that. My husband Bill took the picture.
So did they call you while the show was going on? Or?
They did.
Okay.
They said you have to leave your phone on and give them a number where only you will answer about 9:15 in the morning.
Okay.
It's usually close to 9:15, 9:10, or 9:20.
Okay. So who called that morning? Was it a producer or
no,
a help?
No, it was Ryan and Kelly and Ryan. Mostly Ryan.
Okay. What did you think when they called? I bet you were surprised.
I knew it was 9:15. And that's the time they call it. I said, I better answer this. It looked like a telemarketer.
Okay.
it didn't really identify them, but I said, I got to answer this.
Okay.
We were in our car, which didn't help. It was noisy.
Oh, okay. Where were you at? Just out doing errands or something?
We were on our way to our church for a Thursday for a little Sunday school trip. They couldn't hit. There was a lot of static.
Okay.
Yeah, I was having a time trying to hear them. I should have told them, but I didn't.
Right.
We were close to uptown. Actually, we were past the hospital.
Okay.
And in that area, sometimes my cell phone cuts off, and I was afraid I was going to lose them.
Okay. They want you to do some trivia immediately?
They ask a few questions.
Okay.
About how I was doing, how Shelby was.
Okay.
The dog's name.
Okay.
And then, and Kelly was having trouble hearing me, but Ryan could hear me.
Okay.
He said, we speak Southern, because he's from Georgia.
Okay.
So, when they asked me the question, I almost didn't watch it the night before because I had to get up early and I was tired, but I thought I better watch it. And it was a question, something the guests they have on there, I listened to the questions. Most of the questions came from them.
Okay.
The guest segment.
Okay.
So I took did like the other contestants were doing. I took notes.
So you have to watch each day.
Yes.
To be up on what they're talking about, so that they can ask you a trivia question from a past show.
Hmm? From a day or two before.
Okay. And so do you remember the question or how you answered?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Amelia Clark. After she finished, she was the young female star in the last Star Wars movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When she would, after she finished film doing Game of Thrones, she's a star in that too. She was talking about getting tattoos. She had a cute little bee tattoo on a finger. I remember that because I thought it was cute.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then she wanted to get a dragon on her wrist.
Okay.
And the question was, what was the second tattoo she was going to get.
Okay. And so you knew the dragon.
I knew it was a dragon. I had a little bit of trouble understanding the question because of all the static.
Okay.
But Ryan got it immediately. He heard it. I could hear it on TV, too.
Okay.
And then they said I was the winner.
Okay. Mm. Wow. So you're up on your Amelia Clark trivia too.
Oh yeah, I definitely won't forget her.
Yeah, that's real special. Well, I'm glad you remembered. That's pretty cool.
I won a 7 days and 6 nights all inclusive trip to Antigua.
Oh wow!
So at the Veranda Resort and Spa.
Okay.
And the details. I have a. There's a company that works with them handling the trips.
Okay.
They're in California. I think they had letter game shows too, but I have one person I can call with questions, a special person to help me.
And as we talked on the phone, you haven't set your trip date yet, right?
I've sent in my request. You send them three dates you would like.
Okay.
And they'll try to pick one of those.
When are you thinking you'd like to go?
I'd love to go this summer. I know it would be hot down that way.
Okay.
It's close to the equator, I think. Down that way. We'd like to take our grandson with us, and we can. We just have to pay for his.
Okay.
He's out of college right now.
Okay.
He's never been out of the country. So that's why we'd like to take him. But then we picked other dates during the year. So our kids are, our grown-up kids, they teach school. So somebody will be out of school to take care of our dogs, and then so maybe he could go with us.
Okay.
During school.
When are they going to let you know officially when you can go?
I don't know.
Okay, so you're waiting on them.
Waiting on them. Right?
Okay.
I could call the person who's working with me and ask him.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's a pretty special time, 7 days, 6 nights. That's a nice long trip.
And the company who's handling it is Buena Vista. It works with Buena Vista, I think.
Okay.
For Walt Disney.
Yeah.
I've always loved Disney.
Yeah. Have you ever been out of the country before? Where all have you traveled before?
Oh, gosh.
Big traveler,
I've traveled a lot. Germany was the last time.
Okay.
The first time I traveled to about a whole bunch of countries. Went to Spain.
Okay.
Switzerland. France. I didn't stay but a few days in each area.
Okay.
Except in Spain, it was longer. After France, Paris, Italy, thinking of all these places. We went to the Holy Land right at Christmas.
Oh, wow.
It was beautiful. It's a big, bright star. And that was just amazing, seeing that.
Have you ever, is Antigua, is that in South America?
It's in the Caribbean.
Okay. Have you ever been to the Caribbean before?
Yes. We went about 13 years ago, and we went to, where we go, to the Florida Keys, and then to Casamaya, Mexico.
Okay.
And another country down that way right now.
Okay. So you've had a Caribbean vacation before,
Yeah, and went to Jamaica for a wedding.
Okay.
I've also been to Puerto Rico, St. Thomas, the Dominican Republic. It's beautiful down there.
But never to Antigua.
I've also been to Egypt. That was interesting, but I wandered out of there. In Morocco, in Portugal, in Canada.
Where did this love of travel come from, Ms. Neal? Were you always just happy looking at other cultures and stuff?
My family traveled a lot. And then my cousin invited me on this trip to Europe for 5 weeks, and I was ready to go. Yeah, I love being over there. It's difficult with the language barrier.
Yeah,
but Antigua is owned by Great Britain.
Okay.
So they speak English. problem there.
Well, if you're staying at a resort, I'm sure they'll put you up in some nice accommodations.
It looks nice.
That's great. What's your favorite thing about this whole experience, I guess?
Oh, I like all the attention.
Okay. You're not shy of some attention.
My Facebook friends, oh, golly, they loved it.
Okay.
They put it on Facebook before I got home from the Sunday school trip.
Okay.
I wish more people around here would win it. That's what I want to share my secrets.
Okay.
It's not that difficult to win.
Okay.
You
were persistent, though, sending in your form, I'm sure, that, you know, letting them know.
And you have to watch it every day, and I would make sure I knew the answers every day.
Okay. Where were you headed to on that Sunday school trip?
It's just a little trip. Strawberry Hill.
Yeah.
Down toward Chestnut.
Yeah, I've been there. Is that with your Sunday school class?
Yes. My husband and I are co-chairmen for our recreation committee for our Sunday school class.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that made that trip even sweeter share it with your friends then, didn't it? Yeah. What do your friends say about this? I'm sure they're happy for you.
Oh, they are. They said it's wonderful.
Okay.
And our daughter's really, but she's been excited about it too.
Okay.
I would love to win a trip and give it to her and her husband. Then I have to go too.
Okay.
They make me go if I win one.
Okay.
But you can take people with you if you pay for them yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's really special. Well, tell me about your dog. She's outside at the moment. It's a she?
It's a she.
Okay, and she watches TV with you and watches live with you when you watch in the morning?
She takes over the living room.
Okay, what's the dog's name?
Miley. Our grandson named her Miley.
Miley, like Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, tell me about Miley. How old is she and what breed?
She's a Cairn Terrier, C-A-I-R-N. She's the same breed as Toto from The Wizard of Oz.
Wow, that's really cool.
She's 3 years old.
Oh. What's your favorite thing to do with Miley?
With her, walk on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah, we like to take her for a walk.
Okay.
But she's just wonderful for playing with. She loves people. You don't have to clip her, too. She's got long hair. You don't have to clip her.
That's wow.
And she doesn't shed much.
Okay. Well, that's good. Does she quiet down like when you're watching TV and kind of just sit with you and while you watch?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Unless she sees something outside really excited.
As far as the TV show live, how long have you watched that? Did you watch it back when Regis was on there?
I've watched Ryan on American Idol ever since the first show.
Okay.
And I watched it when Kelly was first done. It was live with Regis and Kelly.
Yeah.
And I watched it with Kathy Lee.
Did you really? Okay. So you've been watching that a long time.
Just off and on, not every day, but
Sounds like you really like Ryan. You've always liked him on TV, on other shows and stuff.
He helped me a lot on this last show, but yeah, I do like him.
Okay.
He's charming.
Okay. What was it like to talk to him on the phone that?
Oh, it was exciting. It was almost as good as winning a trip. Or as equal. That's what I thought. Even if I didn't win, you get a $500 prize just for answering the phone and you get to talk to him.
Okay.
And I'll try. I have to wait a year, but then I'm going to try again.
Okay. You want another one then?
I just want to talk to him.
Well, let's talk about your life here a little bit. What's your husband's name?
Bill Neal.
Bill Neal. And tell me what Bill does. You all are retired here?
We've always worked together most of the time.
Okay. Tell me about that.
I met him when I was working at Manette Mills in Grover. He was working at Fiber, but My family owned Manette Mill.
Okay.
But they don't have it anymore, of course.
Okay. Mm.
And then we worked at the City of Shelby kind of together. I worked for the police department in the office.
Okay. Mm.
And he was over the street department. And I worked with Rex a lot, so we kind of worked together.
Okay, okay.
And then we both worked at Cleveland Community College later.
Okay.
We both retired from the city. And he worked at, he was head director of security.
Okay.
I worked there at the security desk, just a receptionist and switchboard operator.
Okay. And I see your pretty piano here. Do you like to play? Are you musically talented? Hmm?
I like it, but no.
You don't play it much, huh?
Not much.
Okay, okay. What do you enjoy doing when you're here at the house? Do you like to cook, or do you all just sit around and watch TV and then talk to each other and enjoy each other's company?
I like to exercise, like at the Y.
Do you? Okay. Over here at the Dover Y?
Dover Y.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And
well, that keeps you in shape.
I love to work out in the yard, planting flowers and
okay.
a small garden and things okay. like that. Bill likes to do that too.
Okay.
We like to walk, especially on the Broad River Trail, the new one.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And in our neighborhood, we enjoy our family. It's all our little family. We've got one child and one grandchild.
Okay. Yeah, is that your grandson you were telling me about? What is his name?
Hmm? Trevor Alexander.
Trevor Alexander. And yeah. he goes to college somewhere, you say?
He goes to Gardner Webb.
Okay. Hmm. Well, he's local then. He can see him a lot then.
We do. Yeah. We've enjoyed him a lot. And our daughter, too. She's local now.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I hope you get to take Trevor with you when you go down there.
Yeah, I do, too. I love to take him.
I guess you'll have to fly. You'll have to.
We have to. It's about a four. Trevor's already trained on everything.
Is he?
It's
okay.
About a 4-hour flight.
Okay.
It's pretty far away.
Yeah.
It only took us an hour to get to Jamaica, so it's just, it's got to be farther.
Yeah, right. Sure. Hmm. Wow. Well, this is so nice of you to welcome us into your home today. I've enjoyed talking with you about this. I feel like I know all there is to know about it now.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you're. It reveling in the fun a little bit, and you're not shy. That's a good thing. Hmm?
Well, I'm a little bit stage shy.
Okay.
Yeah, my voice is too soft.
Oh, no. No, I'm glad people are celebrating with you on Facebook.
It's really nice.
That's great, yeah.
I have a bunch of sweet Facebook friends.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Oh, you're welcome.